Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 43, where we talk about compassion. And this is a really cool topic, one, because I didn't realize until I kind of was researching, I didn't realize how much I got wrong about compassion. You know, in Webster's Dictionary, it defines compassion as a consciousness of others' distress tied together with the desire to alleviate it. And, you know, I think when we think of compassion, we kind of get the empathy of distress on other people. But I don't think we necessarily tie it together with the desire to alleviate it. And when I saw that, it kind of struck me because, yeah, you know, there's a lot of times I think it's easy for us to feel sad or feel bad about someone else's pain. But do we automatically consciously connect with a desire to alleviate that pain for other people? That's what compassion is. And so I'm excited to really dive into this topic with a friend of mine, Lindsay LaMonica. She's definitely has a lot of wealth of information on this topic. And she'll dive more into the topic as well, but she's a pediatric nurse. And obviously she sees a lot, you know, with kids and families that are sick or going through a challenging time. And, you know, for those that are nurses and work in the medical field, salute to everyone that is in that field. I can't imagine, you know, the things that they experience on a day-to-day basis, you know, from a wide-ranging area of issues. And I'd imagine compassion is something that either drives people to be in the medical field or in some part, or is a great tool that to have in the medical field to help you in that profession. And so I'm excited to be able to sit down with her and dive into the topic. But I want to get your thoughts. You know, is the topic of compassion, have you had any misconceptions about it? Or what do you feel compassion is or isn't? And if you had a similar experience of mine of not really knowing what the components were, what surprised you about that? So leave a message in the comments. Hit us up on D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram and dtimepodcast@gmail.com. And stick around for part two, where I sit down with Lindsay to talk about compassion and break it down. Peace. Hey, welcome to D-Time. Today's episode is Compassion, Season 1, Episode 43. And I'm here talking with a very special, illustrious guest. Okay. Lindsay, thank you for taking time out to chat with us about this subject.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be here.
Awesome, awesome. So before we dive in, I have a question for you, or not even a question, just take a couple minutes to introduce yourself to those that may be listening.
Okay, awesome. Yep. Well, as you said, my name's Lindsay, and I live here in Seattle, Washington. So today's actually my birthday, so I'm a 32-year-old woman. I grew up on the East Coast, actually, in Pennsylvania, and end up moving to L.A. In 2014, I believe. I am a nurse by profession, but when I moved to L.A., I actually joined our church, where I became a Christian, which is amazing. And since then, I've, you know, moved up to Portland to help out with our church, the International Christian Church. And then since then, I've moved to Seattle. So I am a nurse by profession, a pediatric nurse by profession, but definitely highly involved in the ministry of church as well.
Awesome. That's cool, cool, cool. Mm-hmm. So today's topic, compassion, and obviously, you know, from, you know, your profession and, you know, just your life in general, I imagine compassion plays a big part
So when thinking about your job specifically as a pediatric nurse, how has that job impacted your level of compassion or?
I always say that, nurses in general, I think you are pretty compassionate. And then pediatric nursing, I think, is a whole other level of compassion because you just, everybody says, oh, it's so sad to work with young kids and to work with sick kids. And it definitely is. But it's amazing because, kids are so resilient. They're so amazing. They like bounce back. They are joyful through really hard times. But then you also have the family who, cause kids have their families with them. So it's a whole nother level of compassion because you're dealing with a child and, which is just a more sensitive topic. And then you're dealing with their families, which is a whole nother thing. And, so I think just really, as a nurse, you really get to see what happens behind closed doors or, you really get into the nitty gritty details of some families that are going through just the hardest thing that you can possibly imagine. You see people, you see some beautiful things in people, but you also see the ugly sides of people come out because they're under such a high stress situation. It can be really intense. So I think, but because you are in there and you see the full picture, you really understand what that family's going through. I think it really helps to build compassion, and really just people don't just act a certain way because for no reason, people are going through things. People have some really hard situations in their lives. And I think when you understand that and you really see it firsthand, it helps you to feel more compassionate in general towards the entire situation.
Nice. In the first part of this episode, for me, when I look at compassion and even looking at the definition of compassion, there's a component of, obviously, empathy for someone else, but the added part is the desire to want to help too is also adding. And that's something that, I don't know if I didn't know or I just didn't realize it, I didn't connect that with compassion. So from your perspective, what do you feel that people may get wrong about compassion?
I think that compassion, I think we can know things, right? We can know that somebody's going through a hard time. We can see from the outside that things don't look good. But I think that's not compassion. It's just seeing something isn't compassion. It makes me think of John 8:31, and it talks about, if you are really my disciples, you will hold to my teachings, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So, and that just teaches that to know something isn't enough, but you have to actually put action forth, and then you will really see the full picture. And so I think compassion, you have to take action. I think we can be really afraid to confront difficult situations and to confront things that are hard or super vulnerable. That's what people say. I can't believe it's like so hard to work with sick children. But that's, compassion really comes in by just, even though it's hard, it sounds like something that would be hard to do. When you actually get in there, when you have the courage and the boldness to really engage the situation, then you can really truly find compassion and you truly find, the beauty in it.
Right. It's awesome. Yeah. So kind of in that same vein of kind of being able to act on, those feelings or on that mindset, you, what's helped you be more compassionate or be a more compassionate person?
I think honestly just doing it. I think sometimes the hardest part is just taking the first step and really, like I said, engaging the situation. So I think what really has helped me to become a more compassionate person is to actually just engage more difficult situations. Obviously, at work, I am I have to engage these situations. But even in ministry, in the church, it's, you know, you have the tendency to see something that's, you know, and see a person that's hurting, and, you know, you kind of get scared. You don't know if you really can help. You do feel sad for them. You feel some sort of feeling, but it's kind of hard to make that move to really get in there. But when you actually just do it, that's when you really start to feel the compassion. So honestly, I think it's just knowing that it's not okay to just see something, but just understanding that I have this responsibility, you know, whether I'm at work or whether it's just a responsibility given to me by God, that I need to engage the situation. And when you actually engage, I think that's when the more you do it, it's like a muscle. The more you actually engage something, the more you actually practice, you know, spending time and getting to know people and getting into people's lives, the easier it becomes, the more comfortable it becomes, and the more rewarding it becomes. So it just becomes something that you want to do. You know, like exercising, you know, at first it's hard, but then you do it, and then it becomes something that's just very a part of your routine and something that you crave.
That's great. So say if someone were to come up to you and wanted to some advice to on how they can be more compassionate, what would you say to them?
I would say for people to stop thinking more about themselves and start thinking more about others. You know, don't rely on, you know, like Proverbs 3:5 talks about, don't rely on your own understanding.
Yeah.
But to submit to God in all your ways. So just don't rely on your own feelings. Don't rely on your own fears, your own insecurities, and really just think about the other person, and really understand that there's always so much more to learn. You can only see so much from the outside. But when you get in, you can see so much more. And when you can see more is when you can really have greater compassion. So my advice would be to just don't rely on your fears and insecurities and just jump in.
That's great. That's great. Now, to add to that, you know, one thing that I ask everyone that I've sat down with is, what's the best piece of advice that someone has given you? And it doesn't have to pertain to compassion necessarily. But just in general, what's a good piece of advice that's been shared with you?
Let me think about that for 1 second. Honestly, I think, you know, no person is totally coming to my mind, but I think, just thinking, you know, the best advice I've ever gotten is from the Bible, from scripture. And it's just to deny yourself. Just deny yourself, you know. Then you really start denying yourself is when I think you really have the capacity to really have compassion and do something.
Awesome. Yeah. Very, 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 very good piece of advice. The Bible is loaded with great, great pieces of advice. That's awesome. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for sharing your insights into this topic. I know that a lot of people are going to be able to pull a lot of great insight from it. For those listening, if you have any thoughts or comments on this topic, feel free to leave a comment. Maybe if you're struggling with compassion or have some tips, share those as well. You can follow this podcast at D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And dtimepodcast@gmail.com. So Lindsay, thank you very much. Happy birthday again.
Thank you.
Appreciate you taking the time.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @D-Time Podcast. See you next time.